Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the second edition of the Straight Talking podcast with Dr. Isaac Mashaba. Isaac is one of our top columnists on the Citizen newspaper, and he has a reputation for clear, incisive thought and also of not pulling any punches when it comes to the political situation in our country. In the last podcast, we were talking about whether the ANC, the ruling ANC, has a future as a party or as a government, and whether, in fact, in the 2024 elections, they might lose, or, as is a far more likely scenario, they will be forced into a coalition with other parties. And I think that situation is probably quite likely, and that is what we're going to be discussing today with Isaac. What does coalition politics mean for South Africa, and the pros and the cons, and possible likely scenarios leading up to 2024 and also after 2024? Over to you, Isaac.
Thank you very much, Brendan. Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me again in the studio. Good afternoon to your listeners and the viewers of The Citizen and also South Africans in general. Yeah, I think one of the other important issues that we should be looking at in terms of the coalitions is that it's new in our country. It's a system that brings the political parties together. It's a system that binds political parties together so that they can form a relationship. It's like a marriage. I think it has a place in our society. It has a place in the future politics of our country because of generational issues and because of a society, because of technology growing, because of the global village and the politics in Africa as well. South Africa will be the first one, by the way, in Africa, if it works. But one of the important things is that I think coalition politics work very well. I've been looking at how the small political parties are forming together, working, and how they're trying to forge a way and accountability as well towards the governing party. Because one of the important things is that the governing party has been in power for 26 years. They've been doing a lot of mockery, I must say. It's a lot of mockery what they've done. There's no accountability. There's no proper governance. There's been a lot of problems that they're facing with cadre deployment and so on and that. But when you look at the coalition politics, is that it has its own way of trying to bring smaller political parties, and it also represents a small voice that comes from the people. But particularly, a number of South Africans have decided that they will support other smaller political parties that are coming. For instance, look at what is happening with parties like PA. PA is doing extremely very well in the Western Cape. It's a new political party, and it represents a certain group of people that have decided that they're no longer going to vote for maybe, you know, big political parties, whether you call it a governing party, which is ANC, DA, COP and so on. They've decided that they'll just go on a new way that represents them. And they believe in proper politics. They believe in politics of the day. And you look at the coalition in Gauteng. Look at the example of DA, Action SA, EFF, what has been happening. These political parties, they've got their own way of holding itself accountable. The other one is looking at another one. In fact, managing each other. They manage each other in terms of the state resources, in terms of governance itself. Is that you saw how Action SA held DA responsible in terms of what has been happening in Tshwane. For sure, if you are to go and sell a state asset, which is what we are against, a number of us, what is happening in the ANC, that the ruling party is selling a lot of state assets, you know? So Action SA decided that, no, we're not going to, we're going to hold them responsible and accountable. We're not going to leave them. We're going to fight this. We are not going to allow such things. We think it's corrupt, and we think it's It's a way of enriching. It's enriching other people, you know. So I think coalition politics are important in that manner, that there's issues of accountabilities, issues of managing the state resources, and they have a way of creating and forging a new way in the new politics of the world, you know. So I think in that context, it can work.
So what I'm hearing here now, Isaac, is that the role of opposition parties, particularly in a coalition where they will have a lot more strength because of their combined numbers, is to provide, first of all, accountability and a counterweight to the ruling party. And then perhaps that will, in a way, help to change the tendency amongst some in the ANC who believe that, as Jacob Zuma once famously said, the ANC will rule till Jesus comes back. And you then have a tendency to think of a one-party state. Personally, I don't think a one-party state's ever going to happen in this country, because simply because we are too fractious, both within the ruling party and outside. But it's interesting to hear what you think about how exactly an opposition party does provide a check and a balance. We've talked about Action SA. The big problem is whether the big party, the ANC, is prepared to listen to the small parties, I would guess.
Yeah, I think, Brendan, you are right. It's normally an easy road in terms of political party squabbles, in terms of political party ideology as well. But at the end of the day is that these small political parties have been tasked by a certain constituency that voted for them. So they have a right. They have a right for veto. They have a right to go and fight in council. They have a right to go and fight in parliament. They have a right to fight and represent their constituency. I know for the fact that it's never easy, because this coalition is muddied with a lot of egos. Some of the political parties, they've got egos, which means that people who are running those political parties, they have a big ego, that it's not about them, you know. These political parties are no longer representing the people that voted for them. It's now about themselves, you know. But if we take those and we put them aside, we put egos aside, we put all those wrong things aside, and we say, in the name of our people that actually voted for us, that put us in power, they gave us a mandate to go and deliver a certain ideology in a society. So that can work. That can definitely work. And the issues of bullying, these big political parties, they sometimes bully these small political parties in discussions. That's why you end up seeing that they're not part of discussions in terms of how they want to bully them in terms of position. They want to take mayor. They want to take speaker. They want to take... It's no longer about governing together. It's no longer about seeing and working together and representing the constituency of the people that voted for them. So I think we have to look at that. And I think it's a wrong ideology to South African voters to say that, ANC will rule until Jesus comes. It's not true. ANC has lost local government municipalities. And it doesn't look like they're gaining. And in 2024, there's a problem. ANC still has a problem as well itself, as much as other small political parties also are advancing, you know. So it's a wrong ideology that we give to people. And the most important thing is that we need to educate our people that voting is very important. And when you vote for an ideology. And when you vote for a certain ideology. You want to see something happening in the society, in government particularly. And you are holding people responsible for what they're doing, you know.
Just on that, holding people accountable, Isaac, do you think that the increasing influence of opposition parties, whether individually or in coalitions against the ANC, has made any difference to how the ANC thinks? In other words, has the fact that they now have competition, serious competition, has it made them up their game? Have they changed? Have they realized that time is limited, or has the penny not dropped for them yet?
Brendan, I think certainly the whole world and the whole country can see that things are changing in the country. And the political landscape is also changing because of the dynamics that I said about generational issues and about people, what they want, and the suffering and the non-deliver of political parties. So the ANC itself, I think what the ANC has realized is that they are going to an edge. And going to an edge is meaning that in 2024, ANC might not win the election. There is a possibility that ANC might not win. The reality is that I'm an ANC member. You must talk about the possibilities, that what are the possibilities there that we have. The possibilities is that we don't have local government. We have lost all, most of the metros, about 90% of the metros we lost into coalition politics and small opposition parties as well. So the same people that vote on local, it's still the same people that vote on national and provincial elections. So the reality is, did the ANC try and sort this? No, I don't think ANC is trying to sort out. The only problem that we have in the ANC is the fights. So my view is, I don't think the ANC is advancing itself towards changing in a society and to bring a new politics, a new fresh politics and modern politics. I don't think that is happening. I don't see that is happening on the ground, Brendan. I think it's not the true reflection.
Just on from that, are you saying that the ANC is perhaps trapped almost in a 60s type of mindset about we will rule forever, we are the sole and authentic representative of the people, to coin the phrase that SWAPO in Namibia traded on for many years? Do you think there is that arrogance, or do you think people realize within the ANC that there is a real groundswell of opposition building to them?
Yep. I think yes, the ANC can realize that. I think there is a problem. You can see that there is a problem in the ANC. ANC has lost a lot. It's a wounded lion. You must say it's a wounded lion. It used to be a good lion that hunts, but now it's wounded, can no longer hunt, because there's now new sheriffs in town, meaning the small political parties are taking over, coming. And a lot of people don't believe in the ANC way. A lot of people still think that the ANC is giving them social grants, so it's good. But the problem is the majority of the people no longer believe that, right? A majority of the people think that ANC is enriching itself. It's a group of mafia cartel. It's a cartel. There's a cartel in the ANC that's enriching himself and running the state, amassing the resources in order for them to be in power, you know? So people don't believe that anymore. I think the reality part is that a lot of people are tired, and the society is not happy with how things are done by the ANC. There are problems on a daily basis when it comes to the state, how we run the state. There are problems when it comes to food and other things. So the reality part is that I don't think the ANC will make it in 2024. I'm an ANC member. By the way, I speak because I'm an ANC member. I can see what is on the ground. I'm talking about reality. I'm not talking about because I want to be in power. I want to be in government. I want to be a deputy president. I want to be a president. I want to be so that the guys can elect me now. So that in 2024, at least, I'll have tasted the power. By the time 2024 comes, even if ANC loses, at least I'll have tasted. I have the perks of being a deputy president. I have the perks of being a president, you know. So the reality part is that we have lost faith in our leaders in the ANC. We have lost faith in the way the ANC is manifesting itself as a criminal organization, you know. We have lost faith as ANC, how it tends to not listen to the people, you know. They don't go back. They don't go back and listen to the people and deal with issues of what the people are asking for. So I think the chances are very slim for the ANC.
Just on that, what are the benefits of a coalition government? One can see that often a ruling party, especially in the African context, uses the argument about the old African proverb about when two elephants fight, the only thing that suffers is the grass. In other words, In most African countries, the idea of the ruling party is that we need to have only one elephant so that one elephant can get its job done. But what I'm hearing from you is that the future is has to be coalition, which is it can slow things down, but it can also be a sort of a 21st century solution to African politics, which is more inclusive and more democratic. What's your view on that?
Yeah, of course. The problem that we are facing now is that if a ruling party running the state and there are fights in the ruling party on a daily basis, factional fights, position mongering, trying to get into resources, obviously the people suffer, will have a problem with the government. Government is no longer functional. Government is no longer holding. You know, there's no proper governance because there's fights on a daily basis and there's factional issues in the ANC. And small political parties will come in and take over. Small political parties come in and represent a certain number of people who are tired, who are saying that they really want to see a change in the country. And this will be a future politics of the world. And it will start somewhere. If it works, it will start. It will have started in South Africa. It can go to Zimbabwe. It can go to other African state. You know, it's possible that it will grow. It's possible that this type of politics will grow in Africa as well. I think there is that possibility that they will grow in Africa, the coalition politics.
Okay, and on that positive note, Isaac, I think we look forward to the next podcast and the next deeply incisive things that you can make. But I think the bottom line from here is the future in South African politics is not green, gold, and black. It's going to be a much more multi-hued complexion, I would think.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Definitely. We have that, yeah. We're going towards that. You see how the politics are playing. An example, you look at what we call the PA, what the PA is doing in the Western Cape. They're doing very well, as well as other political parties, small political parties here. You look at how Action SA is governing, you know, with EFF and, you know, other small politics. They are doing well, you know. And I must say, if they just leave the ego issues, if they deal with the reality of the party politics and the ideology that represents their own people, they are doing extremely well. I think they've done well. And I think it's good for them because EFF has got a way of creating accountability. They hold ANC accountable most of the time. They hold ANC accountable. So those are the type of politics that we want to see. We want to see those type of politics in the country where a small political parties, all the political parties get together. We had problems with ANC and DA leading for many years, you know. So we want to see those type of politics, and that's what the future politics will be in the continent itself, from South Africa as well to the continent, to Zimbabwe and other countries, African states as well.
Sounds to me like it's going to be anything but boring in the future. Isaac, thank you very much again for joining us. And to everyone else, join us next week for the next Straight Talking with Dr. Isaac Mashaba.
Thank you very much.